The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
Welcome back to Messner Gymnasium now. Sorry about the technical difficulty. As we resume action, Renda drives on. He goes up and he just missed. The Crushers playing a bit better than they did at the outset of the ball game. We're in the second quarter now. Rendon is going to go to the free throw line for the Vintage Crushers. They're down by 10, 22-12, with 4:44 to go in the second quarter. The Crushers are 2-for-2 at the free throw line so far today. Rendon at the line for the first time, and he missed it. Hit the flange, caromed off to the right side. Rendon, a 6-foot senior, is third year on the varsity. He has been an outstanding player during the course of his basketball career at Vintage High School. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket, free throw up and in. So,
Kevin.
Okay. All right. We're still having a little technical difficulty, but as we resume action, El Capitan brings the ball forward court. Kevin Reed, quarter court right side, out to McCutcheon, drives in, goes up, and hits a 10-foot jumper. So Marcus McCutcheon is now in double figures with 10 points. His team ahead 24-13. Left side, pull-up jumper from 18 is good over there by the Crushers, Hunter Gutierrez, getting his first basket in the contest. McCutcheon brings it forecourt now for the Gauchos. That's his over to the right side. Now switches over to the left on the angle. Outside the arc, playing outside the Crushers in a man-to-man defense. Driving into the lane now, losing the ball out of bounds. It will be a Crushers ball as Anthony Yang drove into the lane and thought he was going to be fouled and lost possession of the ball. Vintage gets it in the backcourt. 3.5 minutes to go. We're in the second quarter. Vintage trailed by 10 at the end of the first quarter, 18-8. They trail by 9 right now. Rendon gets the ball into the forecourt down to Murray. Murray drives in, goes up, and he scores! Blake Murray on a good dribble drive right side and around. And on the inbounds pass, a foul is going to be called on Max Phipps. That is his first personal foul. Rob Johnson, the second-year coach for Vintage off of the bench, checking with his players. And they're set. They're using a modified full court man-to-man press. McCutcheon in the backcourt, guarded tightly by Blake Murray. Murray nearly steals the ball. McCutcheon gets around him, drives forecourt, passes underneath the basket. The ball is deflected. El Capitan will retain possession to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Back into the lineup is Dylan Greenwood. He was the second leading scorer on their team last year. He'll be there at the forward position. Gets the inbounds pass to the left corner. Drives toward the baseline and steps on the baseline. Crushers ball on the turnover with exactly 3 minutes to go in the first half. And entering the game is a freshman. Figueroa is his last name. Just added to the team after the football season. Crushers Rendon crosses the timeline, guarded by Figueroa. Passes into the corner. Blake will fire a three. Rims no good. Rebound taken out of there, and a fast break ensues with Yang driving down, passing McCutcheon in the lane, goes up with the left hand. No good. Rebounded by the Crushers. A long leaf pass is deflected and out of bounds. A nice play by Joe Serena. Serena, we should say. He's just a sophomore, about 5'8", but makes the most out of his size. Well, at the 2.5 minute mark now, 24-17, the score. El Capitan, the Gauchos out of Merced, and making a change as Deshaun McCutcheon comes into the ball game. there for the first time. There's Rendon firing a long three, no good. Rebounded by Marcus McCutcheon. Yes, they are brothers. One a senior, one a sophomore. Over to Figueroa in the left-hand corner. Gets it out to the top of the key. Now to Yang. Back to Figueroa, working the weave now. Into the corner, coming back out now. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Looking at a three and firing it is Serena, and he hits a three. Joe Serena making the three-point basket. Driving down to the forecourt is Gutierrez. Oh, no, but fouled, yes. So Gutierrez will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Dennis Savage indicating that the foul on Deshaun McCutcheon, the younger of the two McCutcheon brothers. Nasser Hassan getting ready to come back into the ballgame for El Capitan. Free throw is good. Gutierrez at the free throw line. Also, Aaron Lukeweiler is into the game for the first time. And I think that makes it about 13 of their 14 players have seen action here in the first half. 27-18 as the next free throw is no good by Gutierrez. Rebounded by El Capitan. Comes over the right side now as they work it to Hassan. Back out towards the top of the key to the freshman, Figueroa. He'll pass over to Lukeweiler. Lukeweiler starts to drive in and pass the ball out of bounds. Back then went right over to Rob Johnson, the Vintage head coach. Back into the lineup for the Vintage Crunchers is Luke Williams. He will be in there replacing Hunter Gutierrez. Minute and a half to go here in the first half. Treasures trails 27-18 as Nothman, a sophomore for the Crushers, fakes to the right. Now he starts to drive to the right, into the lane, passes underneath, and the ball is deflected away, and it's taken out of there by the Gauchos. They get it to McCutcheon at midcourt. McCutcheon starts down the left of the key, and he's bumped off there. He still goes all the way to the baseline, missed the shot, and the Crushers rebound. Quickly into the forecourt, they try to get in there before the defense gets set. A three-point attempt is an air ball from the left corner by David Brown. Into the forecourt, El Capitan, who got that rebound and brings it into the forecourt. Hassan over to McCutcheon, tries a three, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Really, final minute of this, the first half of the game. Rendon comes out of the lineup, and that'll put Josh McCormick, a 6'3 sophomore, into the game for the Crushers, who have a 2-on-1 fast break. Nothing underneath, and a pass over to Pope, who missed his third layup of the first half, and it's rebounded by El Capitan, and they pull the ball over. Just pull it over, Anthony Yang, on his attempt to get a fast break started. So the Crushers will have the ball. The shot clock is off with 24 seconds remaining here in the first half. Nothman in the corner. He's going to have to watch out. He's almost pulling that ball over, too, as he comes into the fourth court. Guarded fairly tightly there. Crushers looking for the last shot here. And there was the turnover, pulling the ball over. The one that was guilty of it was David Fowne, although it was also something that Nothman was doing, but it wasn't called on him. You have a tendency to put the hand under the ball and pull it over, and that's a travel. And you see it a lot in the NBA, usually not called on that level. Here are the Gauchos with 5 seconds. McCutcheon drives around, pull up, jump shot, rims, no good. Rebound taken by Nothman. He fires at three-quarter length, and that will end the first half. So here at the Mr. Gym on the campus of Napa High, where it is now halftime of the first game of the 45th annual Wine Valley Boys Basketball Tournament, and the score, the El Capitan Gauchos out of Merced, 27, and the Vintage Crushers of Napa, 18. We'll be back with the second half after this timeout. All right, we're back here at the Messner Gymnasium in Napa, California, where it's halftime in the 45th annual Napa High Wine Valley Boys Basketball Tournament. Denny Lewis started the tournament back in 1974, and it's been run continuously since that time. Denny did it for the first 28 years of the tournament, and the head coach since then has continued the tournament with the last 3 years being, well, we should say, Zach Crook, although for 6 years prior to that, Scott Blunt was the director of the tournament. But it goes to the head coach of the team, and he has the option if he wants to continue, and it has been continued now into this, its 45th year. At halftime, the El Central Gauchos, or the El Capitan Gauchos, we should say, out of Merced, lead the Vintage Crushers of Napa 27-18. For the Crushers, not too much scoring there, having a little trouble against the pressure defense that El Capitan had with Luke Williams and Blake Murray each getting 4 points to lead the scoring. Jared Rendon and Hunter Gutierrez had 3 points each, and Grant Polk had a couple points in there. But only 18 points at halftime. As the two teams have gone back to the dressing room, we can give you a little more information about some of the other aspects. For example, coming up on Saturday night, the Vintage football team with a 10-game winning streak will be playing in Danville against San Ramon Valley in the semifinals of Division I of the North Coast Section, and we'll be on hand to broadcast the game, hopefully without technical difficulties. Should be a good game. I think Vintage has an excellent chance to advance on to the section finals, but that's why they play the game. The team that the winner of that game would play would be the winner of tomorrow night's game, Freedom and California High. They each have 8-3 records. So we'll find out more about that then after tomorrow night. And you have to take a look at some other aspects as far as basketball. Golden State, with Curry probably out tonight, but they expect him back in action then on Saturday. The Warriors tonight playing at Toronto. Two good games. Steph Curry probably playing on Saturday when the game is at Detroit. And that starts at 4 o'clock, but we have our football game coming up at 6:30, so we'll probably not carry that Warrior game. On Sunday, the Sharks are at Montreal. We will carry that game. And of course, also on Saturday is the big game for college football with Stanford at Cal with a noon kickoff for that. Well, we're just about ready to start the second half. And before we have that second half start, let's take a timeout. We will be right back after these messages. Well, this year for the Vintage Crushers, Rob Johnson is back in his second year as the head basketball coach for the varsity. Ben Goodman is the JV boys basketball coach. He is assisted by Eric Thompson, and for the freshman, Drew Williams is the boys basketball coach. Looking on the distaff side for the girls, Joe Donahoe back as the head coach. He's assisted by Kelsey Madrigal. And for the JV, David Elsley returns as the head JV coach. Troy Dahl is the assistant. And on the freshman, the head coach for the girls is Todd Cooper. So that's how the Crushers line up as far as basketball is concerned, and as far as the boys and girls sports are concerned. So, Dennis, as the basketball at mixed court, as Dennis Savage, one of the two officials working the game, ready to give it over to McCutcheon, Marcus McCutcheon, at 10 points in that first half, eight of which came in the first quarter. El Capitan leads 27-18 as we get set now for third quarter basketball action. Inbounds pass comes to Anthony Yang. He's guarded very tightly by Phipps on a man-to-man alignment. Passes under the basket. Shot is blocked. A beautiful block there by Grant Polk. A long pass comes down to Blake Murray. Blake Murray has the ball to the left of the key. Passes over. Now it goes to Phipps. And he gets a pass over to Polk, who put a shot up. He missed the shot, but was fouled on the play. The foul is going to go against Greenwood. And that'll put at the free throw line Grant Polk up there for the first time. Polk is about 6'5 and is a senior, and his free throw hits the flange, turned back to him, no good. Polk had a field goal in that second quarter. Taking his time. Seth's free throw is good. So Polk gets his third point as the Crushers quickly get back on defense. They play a man-to-man. Greenwood goes in. He goes up. He shoots and bangs it in. Nice play by Dylan Greenwood. So we have Crushers facing full court pressure. Gets the ball into the forecourt underneath Polk, and he lays it in. Good passing there by the Crushers to beat the press down the court, and Polk gets his second field goal of the game. He has 5 points in this game now, and it's an 8-point deficit. 1 minute gone in the second half. Ball is stolen away by the Crushers, and we have a foul call. There was a collision at midcourt between Joseph Gonzalez, and I think it was Phipps who ran into him. And it's going to be a foul called against Joseph Gonzalez. So the Crushers get the ball now as they bring it fourth court out to the top of the key. It comes to Gutierrez, working a weave now over to Phipps. Phipps to Rendon in the right-hand corner. He drives into the lane, goes under the basket, can't get a shot away, scramble for a loose ball, and it's picked up by Vinnie. Blake Murray has it well out, quarter court, out behind the arc to Rendon. Drives in, drives up, tries a shot, no good. The ball tipped around, and it is taken by El Capitan. It's three on three, so they're slowing down play now. Over to Greenwood, he fires a long three, nothing but net. Wow, Dylan Greenwood gets his second three-point basket. That puts him in double figures now with 10 points. There's a Murray in the backcourt being double-teamed and almost had the ball stolen, and he finally does lose the ball. Here's McCutcheon, forecourt, three-on-two fast break. Now they slow it and bring it back out, and Murray seals it. And that just asked Adrian Hurtado, the coach for El Capitan, Rendon. He eyes a three, fires it, rims, no good. Rebound, put back up, no good there by Phipps. Rebound, battled for, Crushers get it, under the basket, shot up, no good. But Greenwood is going to be called for a foul, I think, and it should be a two-shot foul. No, they're going to call it on McCutcheon, rather. So Marcus McCutcheon, rather than Greenwood, is charged for the foul, but in either case, it would have been a shooting foul for Hunter Gutierrez, who was, now they're saying it was before the shot, so it's going to be out of bounds to the Crushers. Comes into Rendon, there's a three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, the Crushers come out with it again with Murray. Pass it underneath to Rendon, up and good. Oh, Rendon drove the baseline beautifully and gets his second field goal in the game, and it's 32-23. McCutcheon drives in, goes up, missed. Rebound taken out of there by Grant Polk for the Crushers. to Rendon in the forecourt. Lobs it underneath on a good pass. The shot hit the underneath part of the rim by Hunter Gutierrez. But on the rebound, a foul is called. Anthony Yang is going to be called for the personal foul. Coming up on 5 minutes to go. Third quarter, 32-23. Pressure's trail. Gutierrez, first free throw is no good. So he is 1-for-3. The Crushers lost their opening game of the season to Deer Valley of Antioch, 55-44. Trailing here by 9. Make it 8 points as Hunter Gutierrez gets the second of his two free throws. Quickly in the forecourt comes Serena, intercepted by the Crushers. Here's Rendon. It's 1-on-3, but he's going anyway, and he's tripped up. Well, he was going against three players. He had one teammate along with him on a 2-on-3 break, but was tripped up by McCutcheon. Crushers make a couple changes in their lineup. Logan Nothman comes in along with Luke Williams. And Hunter Gutierrez and Max Phipps going to the sideline. Ready to inbound the ball. It comes to Rendon. Rendon in the left-hand corner. Drives the baseline. He's cut off there. Ball is tipped out. Taken there by Nothman. Nothman just a sophomore. Pass underneath. A shot up. And in and one. Grant Pope able to shake loose under the basket as he put his shot up. He was fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line, trying to make the deficit just 5 points, be the closest that the Crushers have been since early in the first quarter. Pope, free throw, is no good. He goes for the rebound, and he gets it. Passes over to Nothman. He loses the ball, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Crushers' ball. Lauren Castro comes in for the Vintage Crushers, replacing Grant Folk, who gets a nice hand as he comes to the sideline. Crushers will get the ball to the right of the basket for which they're shooting. They lob it in to Rendon. Rendon drives the left of the key, up with an underhand shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by the Gauchos. Inside of 4.5 minutes to go, we're in the third quarter, 32-26 the score. El Capitan with the lead. Then he's Crushers with the ball. Ready to inbound as Blake Murray comes in to Rendon. Tries a three. No good. Rebound battle for. And taken by Nasser Hassan for the Gauchos. Over to Greenwood. Greenwood drives to the right of the key. Double team. Triple team. And still puts it up and scores. Great work there by Greenwood, who now is the leading scorer in the ball game with 12 points. Here's Murray pulling the ball over, called with a travel. Crushers have had a bunch of turnovers, but particularly in the first quarter, on their first four possessions, they were called for traveling. We're midway through the third quarter now, and it's a 34-26 El Capitan lead. Last year, El Capitan had 22 victories and 6 losses, while the Crushers went 12-14 last year. El Capitan with the ball now, the top of the key, driving into the lane, having the ball deflected away, and the jump ball results. And on the alternate position, Finney's will get the ball. Finney's trail by 10 at the end of the first quarter. They actually outscored El Capitan by 1 in the second quarter. And they've been outscoring El Capitan in this quarter as well. Underneath, a pull-up jump shot. Rims no good by the Chris. Good shot there by Luke Williams, but he just missed it. And on a fast break, there is a steal by Murray. But it was Murray. He hustled all over the place. He's fun to watch. A very aggressive player, and the ball is deflected away from him. It'll stay with the Crushers. They have Murray and Williams, along with David Bowen and Logan Nothman. And the fifth player is Lauren Castro for the Vintage Crashers. 3:20 to go in the third quarter, 34-26. Crashers work out to a high post. Now they try to go low post and then kick it back over to Murray. Murray starts to drive, puts a shot up wildly, and it goes right to Greenwood for El Capitan. Out of Merced, Greenwood, top of the key, drives on Notman. Oh, pass underneath him, a beautiful pass, and laying it up is Abraham Esquivel, his second field goal. Esquivel getting the basket, makes it a 10-point lead again. Notman in the forecourt, underneath to Blake Murray. Over to Castro, he fires a long two, no good. Rebound taken by the fast break the other way and an easy layup there for Esquivel. Gets his second consecutive basket. That ups it to a 12-point lead now against the Crashers. Having a little trouble again with ball control like he did in the first quarter. Nothman over the left side now to bound. Goes in, goes up, shoots no good. Rebound, Greenwood, fast break the other way now. The Gauchos on the move. McCutcheon, a bad pass underneath. Tried to get a bounce pass in there to Esquivel, which was the right pass, but the wrong location. Castro coming out. Also, Blake Murray coming out as the Crushers make a couple of changes, bringing into the game for the first time Jeffrey Hammond. A long pass out underneath. The shot is blocked, and the foul is called. And Rendon re-entered the ball game as well for Vintage. The El Capitan foul on Esquivel. And the El Capitan is going to be having at the free throw line, bouncing the ball, attempting the free throw and missing is Luke Williams. Williams had made his first two free throws back in the first half. Here comes Alessandro Chaperez. He's a 6'3 junior. Chaperez back at the foul line. Williams, a 6'1 junior for the Vintage Crashers, scores the free throw. So he goes 3-for-4 at the foul line tonight for the Crashers, who trail by 11 inside of 2 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter. Greenwood drives around Rendon, goes up, scores, and was fouled, and one coming his way. Foul is on Rendon. Basket good by Greenwood. He was one of their two leading scorers last year, and he has 14 points in this game. Make it 15 as he makes the free throw. And that is the biggest lead of the ball game now, 14 points. Crushers lose the ball again as they had Jeffrey Hammond trying to dribble down the right sideline and had the ball tipped away from him. And here comes McCutcheon into the forecourt and reaching in, committing a foul on the play is David Bone. Well, some wholesale substitutions, about three more players coming in the lineup for the Gauchos. Crushers, they counter with three more players. Polk is back in. Gutierrez back in. So is Phipps for Coach Rob Johnson. Inbounds to McCutcheon. Drives into the lane. Double team. Still forces it up. No good, but it's rebounded by El Capitan. Back out to Greenwood. Greenwood guarded very tightly there by Max Phipps. He drives, gets around Phipps, and passes over to McCutcheon, who tries a long one. No good. Rebound taken out of there by the Crashers. They bring the ball forecourt to Rendon. Over now to Phipps. Phipps is right between circles. Passes it in the middle. Going up, shooting, scoring. A nice play by Gutierrez. We're in the final minute of the third quarter. It's 41-29 now. El Capitan slowing down the tempo somewhat as they bring it front court to Greenwood. Greenwood tries to drive around Rendon. Rendon won't let him go there, so they bring it back up to McCutcheon. McCutcheon fakes left, drives right, goes up, shoots, scores as if it counts. It looked like a continuation play, and one. Boy, that was a big basket by McCutcheon's, and the foul on Bowen. And the basket by McCutcheon is first point since the first half. He has a dozen points in the game now. Just over half a minute to go here in quarter number three. McCutcheon, who has a younger brother, the team missed the free throw, and Rendon jumped into the lane to garner the rebound. Pass right, Crutcher driving down, going up, and fouls. Is Blake Murray. Murray went charging in there and went up high and was fouled by Gonzalez. Getting ready to come back in is Anthony Yang. Also, Greenwood is getting ready to return. Greenwood, just a junior. Free throw is no good. That was Murray's first attempt at the foul line. The 6'2 junior gets one more shot. 43-29 score. Just less than a half a minute to go here in quarter number three. Into the game, Kevin Reed for El Capitan. This is his first appearance into the contest tonight. Has the free throw on the way, and it is no good. Rebound taken by McCutcheon going the other way. Bringing the ball into the forecourt. Working at top of the key, Greenwood playing it for once. Shot here at the end of the quarter as the shot clock is off. 10 seconds to go. Fakes right, drives left, bounce pass McCutcheon in, up, no. Foul, yes, with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. The foul charged it against Gutierrez. 43-29 now as McCutcheon can try to add to what has been their biggest lead in the ball game, and he does. He hits the first free throw for his 13th point. At the foul line, he is 2 out of 4 tonight. He's also had a three-point basket. He makes both free throws, giving him 14 points in the game. Pressure to get the ball to midcourt and fire it from there. It off the backboard, no good, as the quarter comes to an end. So here at Messner Gymnasium here in the opening game of the 45th Wine Valley Basketball Tournament, the score is the visitors from Merced, the El Capitan Gauchos, 45, and from Napa, the Vintage Crushers, 29. Back after this one message.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskel Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskel Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us. We're here to help. Soskel Auto Body.
Okay, well, here we go. Fourth quarter. This is game one. By the way, game two coming up, which we will not broadcast, is Pioneer High School of Woodland against Jesse Bethel of Vallejo. But we will be back at 6:45 to broadcast Napa High against John F. Kennedy of Richmond. That starts at 7, but we'll be on the air at 6:45 with our pregame before that. So it'll be El Capitan's ball as we start the fourth quarter. The inbounds pass comes to Anthony Yang, guarded very tightly there by Max Phipps as he brings it forward court. Gets it over in the middle now to Serena. Back out to Greenwood. The junior fires from there. No good. Rebound by McCutcheon. He puts it up. No good. This rebound comes to the Vintage Crushers Gutierrez. Gets it over to Rendon, who crosses the timeline on the dribble. Now gets it over to Phipps, working well beyond the arc now. Crusher's not tried too many threes. Looks to the middle, gets it there to Grant. He scores and was fouled on the play. Grant Polk on the basket. The foul on Serena. back at the end of the lineup, Joseph Gonzalez. Gonzalez is in. Kevin Reed comes out. And trying to convert to make it a three-point play is Grant Polk, a 6'5 senior for the Chrysers, and it's an air ball. So he is one out of four at the foul line. And it's 45-31. But Polk is the leading scorer for the Crushers. He has 9 points. Only it's no one yet in double figures for Van Eats. The Gauchos bring the ball for court right side now as they twist it over and getting out to the top of the keys, driving the lane and getting it back out for a long three-point attempt. Good by Joe Serena. Serena gets his second three-point basket in the game. Vinich in the backcourt looking at full court pressure. They break the press. They can have, when the ball is pressed away on a very nice move there by Anthony Yang. And El Capitan with the ball back. McCutcheon over to Greenwood. Greenwood takes it down to the right-hand corner now. Crushers have gone in. Well, let's see if they're staying in that man-to-man defense or using it in a collapsing defense, allowing the Gauchos to maneuver between circles without too much pressure. They get to McCutcheon. Now he'll start to drive the right of the lane. Goes up with a jumper. Just missed. Up high for the rebound is Grant Polk. A long pass down to Murray. And he drives in and scores. Blake Murray on the drive gets his third field goal in the game. And with 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter, it's a 15-point deficit facing the Chrysers. They came into the quarter down by 16 points. Working now, they stay in their man-to-man. They're underneath the McCutcheon, puts it up and scores, and was fouled on the play. Okay, I think it's going to be called. And it is on Grant Polk. The basket good by McCutcheon. He now is the leading scorer in the game with his 16 points. And he gets the free throw to make it his 17 points. His teammate, Dylan Greenwood, has 15 points. So they have 32 of their 51 points between those two players. While the Chrysers look to get someone yet in double figures right now, it is Grant Polk closest with 9 points in the game. Chrysers with 5 seniors, 6 juniors, and 2 sophomores on their varsity roster. El Capitan, which lost 10 seniors by graduation last year in that 22-victory, 6-loss season, has 6 seniors this year, 4 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 1 freshman on their roster, and all 14 of them have played in the game. Not all of them have scored, but they have all seen action here in this opening game of the 45th annual Napa High Wine Valley Boys Basketball Tournament. The Napa High game against Kennedy of Richmond comes up on KVON at 6:45. Chrysers come back onto the court. Chrysers had problems early when they got behind in the first quarter and trailed by 10 points fairly quickly. But since then, they've been able to kind of stay at that margin. They'll get inside of 10, then it'll go back up over 10 right now. It is at 16 or 18 points as they bring it down and lose the ball out of bounds. They had Max Phipps trying to get down there too fast and then it's lost possession of the ball. Greenwood comes in the backcourt to help out as Vinich has applied a little modest pressure there, not too tight. And the Gauchos have no trouble getting the ball into the forecourt with 5.5 minutes to go. Underneath, the turnaround shot is good, banked it in by Abraham Esquivel. He has 8 points in the game. Crushers try to get the fast break when they have the opportunity. Rendon's going to fire a long three. It's no good. The ball is tipped around. Polk tried for it, but McCutcheon comes away with it. Coming down, passes over on the right side and returns now. Joe Serena. ball over to Yang. As he started to drive in, he tried to find someone open under the basket, saw Escobar, and when he got his pass over there, ball was the foul called on the Crushers. That foul on Linden. That's his third personal foul. Inbounds pass intended for McCutcheon, right out of the basket, and a nice defensive play there by Josh McCormick, a sophomore who just came into the game. The pass comes into it was a well-executed play, but McCutcheon just missed the easy shot, and the Crushers get the ball. Driving in, going up, shooting and missing. Rebound put up, and good by Logan Nachman. Gets his first varsity points here. He's just a sophomore. Had a very fine year last year as a freshman. Greenwood guarded very tightly there. Passes over to McCutcheon. McCutcheon drives into the lane, goes up with a half hook and hits. Oh, pretty play by Marcus McCutcheon, giving him 19 in the ball game. Pressure's down by 20 now. Down underneath. They comes out to Renton. Renton pulled the pivot footed. He was faking the shot and then was going to start his drive, but definitely pulled the pivot foot. Officiating's been very good here this opening of the season. It's our first basketball broadcast of the season. We have our second one coming up at 6:45 tonight. We're midway through the quarter now. It's about 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 55-35 score. Crushers have had, I think, all of their players in the ballgame. They have 13 on their roster, all of whom had the opportunity to get into the game. 55-35 score. Adrian Hurtado, third-year head coach for El Centro, off to right. To our left, Rob Johnson in his second year as head coach for the Benny's Crushers. Yang brings it in. Brings it to the top of the key. Gets over to Greenwood. Greenwood against Rendon as he tries to drive around him. And working out the top of the key. Back Greenwood from the left corner. Tries a three. No good. Gets his the rebound over the right side now as he gets an outlet pass to Serena. Now coming back to Greenwood. Greenwood backs it up near the timeline. Now they'll start down the left side, working it back out. Sort of a little weed there as it comes back to Greenwood. Now to the right of the key. Oh, a nice pass underneath. Escobar missed the shot, puts his rebound up, and scores on the rebound. Abraham Escobar has 5 field goals in the game for 10 points. It's Nossman feeds Castro underneath, who lays it in. Nossman gets the assist on the play, and Lauren Castro gets the field goal for Vintage. It is 57-37. Inside of 3 minutes to go now here in the fourth quarter. Crushers trying to add a little pressure on the defensive end, but a long three-point attempt is good by Joe Serena. He has hit 3 of those, and they have all been long three-pointers. No question about how far back he was behind the arc. Nachman tries a 3. It's no good. Rebounded by Escobar. That's out on the left wing now. He gets it to Yang, who brings it forecourt to Greenwood. Drives left of the key, goes up with the underhand shot, and lays it in. Nice move by Dylan Greenwood, giving him 17 points on the evening. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 62-37 now, as Gauchos have pulled way ahead here. The last few minutes, there's a three-point attempt by the Crushers from the left corner. No good by David Bone, and the timeout. Then El Centro, El Canton got the rebound and called a 30-second timeout. Well, we're happy that Angelo Lyon has helped us out there. Our fellow that got us on the air here, we were having some technical difficulties, and he's usually back at the studio, helping us with the getting the commercials in. But this here on the first game, and then for the second game, yes, he'll be back in the studio.
Yep. Glad to help, Ira. I'm always here, you know, whenever trouble arises.
Well, we're early in the season. We hope to get our technical difficulties straightened out. We do have a little problem usually from Messner Jim is that the play resumes and the Crushers try to steal the ball, but they deflect it back out of bounds. So it will be Gaucho's ball in the backcourt. Crushers man-to-man press. They deflect the ball, and a scramble for it. Bounce gets it for the Crushers. Over the right side, a three-point shot is good. Drilling it in from the right side was Josh McCormick, the sophomore. His first basket on the varsity. Into the forecourt now come the Gauchos, leading at 62-40. Minutes 15 to go now in the quarter. Working the ball around the perimeter. Here is the freshman, that Figueroa, getting fouled. The foul goes on Josh McCormick. So that put Figueroa at the free throw line. Edrian Figueroa. You don't hear the name Edrian that often. He's small in stature, but just a freshman, and missed his free throw. Rebounded by the Crushers as they bring it to forecourt, and the ball is nearly deflected out of bounds, but they bring it back over. Top of the key, a three-point attempt. McCormick, no good. Rebound, Nossman, puts it back up. Yes, and one! Oh, good move by Logan Nossman to get the field goal. The foul goes on Luis Zaragoza. That's his first. Nossman, a left-handed free-throw shooter, scores the free throw. He has 5 points, all of them here in the fourth quarter. With they're in the final minutes now of the fourth quarter. And into the fourth court is Lipweiler. Over now to Figueroa. Figueroa handles the ball fairly nicely there for a freshman. And the timeout is asked for by Adrian Hurtado, the coach. Last year, it was a 22-6 record. And in their Central California Conference, the three C's, they were 11-1 and were the conference champs. The Crushers last year had a 12-14 mark. They were 4-6 in the MEL, the final year that Napa and Finney's were in the MEL. And the Crushers came into tonight with an 0-1 record and will go to 0-2. And tomorrow night we'll play Kennedy High School Richmond at 5:30. Also tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Napa High will play Pioneer of Woodland. Driving baseline, going up with a shot and scoring was Deshaun McCutcheon, the younger brother of Marcus McCutcheon. That was Deshaun's first basket. Crushers quickly down, and Grant tried to slam dunk. Grant Polk got ahead of the defense, drove in there, tried to slam dunk, and was fouled on his attempt by Zaragoza. A couple fouls here in the last minute by Luis Zaragoza. And first free throw is good. So Polk at the free throw line now has made two out of five, but he's in double figures. That was his 10th point. And he missed the next free throw. So he is two out of six at the free throw line tonight. The ball tipped out of bounds, but it was last touched by the Gauchos. 13 seconds to go in this one. And we'll be back 6:45 with the Napa High game. Inbounds pass as the Crushers have it deflected by the freshman. Figueroa comes out with it. And in the backcourt, a travel is called on Figueroa. Well, the second game tonight, the Pioneer High School of Woodland takes on the Jesse Bethel team from Vallejo. Then after that, Napa High against Kennedy for Richmond. Inbounds pass to the left, a pull-up jumper from three-point land. It's no good by Williams, and that will end the game. As the Crushers came up with their best quarter when they had 15 points in the fourth quarter, but El Capitan had 19 points in that quarter. We'll be back and take a look at the individual scoring and get set for the second game, which we will not broadcast, but we'll be back with the third game. We want to take time out for these three messages. Okay, well, we'll wrap up that first game. It started out slow for the Vinnie's Crushers, who had four turnovers in their first four possessions, and just less than 3 minutes into the game, they already had seven turnovers, as that they started to control a little better, but they had trouble against the full court pressure by the El Capitan Gauchos. Leading scorers in the ball game for El Capitan, they had Marcus McCutcheon, a 6'5 senior, with 19 points in the game. Dylan Greenwood, a junior, had 17 points. And Abraham Escobel, a 6'3 senior, had 10 points on 5 field goals. Vinnie Crushers had one double-figure score. That was her 6'5 senior, Grant Polk, as he wound up with 2 out of 6 at the free throw line and 4 field goals. He had 1 field goal in the second quarter, 2 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. He was the only double-figure scorer. Next closest were Blake Murray and Hunter Gutierrez, each with 6 points in the game. Logan Knopfman had 5 points, all in the fourth quarter. Luke Williams had 5 points, hit 1 field goal, and hit on 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Josh McCormick, a sophomore, hit a 3-point basket for his only scoring. Jared Rendon had 2 field goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for 5 points. Lauren Castro, a junior, had a field goal for 2 points. And so that's pretty much the scoring in game number 1. Pioneer ready to take on Jesse Bethel in game 2. Crushers trailed at the end of the first quarter, 18-8, trailed by 9 at halftime, 27-18. And the third quarter was a good one for El Capitan as they outscored Vintage 18-11 in that period to move ahead 45-29. And then winning it by 20 points. So the Crushers take on the Kennedy team tomorrow night, John F. Kennedy High School out of Richmond. We'll be back on the air at 6:45 tonight to broadcast the Napa High against the John Kennedy of Richmond ball game. And this is the opening night of the 45th annual Napa High School Wine Valley Boys Round Robin Basketball Tournament. I'm Ira C. Smith on behalf of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters, thanking Angelo Lyons for coming out and assisting us here on our technical problem and helping to correct that. So stay around. We'll be back with Napa High basketball at 6:45. Final score in this first game, El Capitan Gauchos out of Merced, 64, and the Vintage Crushers of Napa, 44.